Daniel Iveen, Veal 7.
It's simple to say, I've been a kind of family, quite not assimilated, but on a way of assimilation. If it wouldn't be war, my son would be maybe not born in Christian faith, but not anymore Jew, or maybe a Greek Jew, but by himself, not by my education. For instance, the son of my brother is a half Jew. The mother is Christian, Croat. And he is definitely a greater Jew than father, than I, and so on. It depends on the feeling, on the opinion, on the conviction, and so on. I'm definitely, yes, a kind of. Well, you know, I don't want to be chauvinist, that's it. I don't want to be choose nation. It's a stupid, stupid metaphor, actually. You know. But anyway, I have some kind of proud, yes, Jewishness, okay, so on. But it's not something very important for me. You know. And the same as it's not very important that I'm actually Croat or Yugoslav or even there.
Talking of pride, though, are you proud about being a partisan, the youngest partisan?
Much more than Jewish. Much more than Jewish. That's something, you know, what belongs to me. Much more than Jewishness. Jewishness, I've been born. It's not a result of my effort or something like this. Or my but partisans, I didn't choose to go because I was too young, but I proved to the child that I belong to this kind of way of life. So, you know, so partisan, belonging to partisan and anti-fascist war is stronger in me than.
Did you come to Britain for political reasons?
Yes, somehow. It was after my imprisonment.
Oh, could you tell me about that?
Short, it's not important. I've mentioned to you, I've been always independent-minded, especially politics. And it was beginning of new policy in Yugoslavia, general policy, awakening federation, not unity of Yugoslavia, but federation, you know. And it was a beginning of Croatian, not chauvinism, but Croatia as a nation, as a autonomy, as a specific and so on. And in this, as a part of this policy, in Croatia was established in 1962 Institute for History of Workers' Movement, meaning political institute, belongs to the Central Committee and so on. And Tudjman came from Belgrade to be director of this institute. He was pensioned from the army, and he was put in the charge of this institute. And very soon, I was still a student in the free time. I was working, but in the evening I made Open University history. And as a student of last year, actually, but I was working, you know, in the newspaper and film. I wrote some scripts and so. I came and became, even without diploma, assistant. Then I make my study finished in half a year. I was nearly finished, and then I became to be a deputy to director. To Tudjman, but what is that is not important because he is a but but what is a little bit my proud, I established when I finished my study department which was calling of the stupid name Department of Constructive Socialism, something like that. It should be, but that is under this name. In fact, was the Department of Temporary History. That's what I want to tell you. And that I was managing for a year and a half, 2 years, something like this. I think quite successfully, with some reports, some results, and so on. Because it was not easy, because it was, you know, one party system, ideological system, very much, and you can't quarrel, you can't discuss it. And I was actually managing the department which was dealing with the temporary politics somehow, you know. Yes, you asked me prison. And I wrote, it was actually the first part of my PhD, let's say, about 49, I split with it. Russia and so on. And I couldn't, because it became that the Gilad was, you know, very priced and so on, and the Kalev not so on, so it couldn't be printed in this way, in originally. I have to take out, for instance, the names and say just titles. So, you know, this compromise. You have everyone this. I didn't want. So I sent, how, I'm telling you, you asked me how I came to the prison. I sent this to Mikhailo Mikhailov, who was already dissident, very known in whole Yugoslavia because he wrote this book, Summer in Moscow, which was attacked and so on. He was punished, kicked out from the university. And I sent him because he announced that he is going to established an independent magazine, you know, independent, and I just sent him, and a few weeks later, I had a telephone call, I never met him, and he said, oh, Mr. Even, he was actually Duke, he was a comrade even, so, you know, the police research my flat, and they find your peace, and they took it. My duty is to inform you. Be aware. And then I said, okay, I'm coming to you. It was opposite, you know, I said, now if they know, I'm not hiding this. I did it for a normal magazine and so on. I'm not guilty that they didn't print it. So I went to him. Make a plan to really establish an independent newspaper, even maybe independent party and so on. It is not in a history known event meeting in Zadar in 68, 10th of August 66. And I was somehow chosen for a kind of a president of editorial board. It was a lot of journalists, outside journalists, because for the rest it was something, a proof of, you know, against communism and so on. It was in Washington, I could show you in Washington Post, it was in three installments about me, in Tivok newspaper, in English newspaper you can find there in 66 in Southern about me and so on. But I disappointed them, the Western journalist. I was not anti-communist, actually, you know, and they don't tell you that. Anyway, but the communists, of course, they pleased me, after all. First of all, I was forced to leave the institute, and then we moved from Zadar to register this newspaper in Belgrade, and they put us in prison. It was not for long, but it was quite hard.
Yes, were the conditions hard?
It was solitary travel and no beating, but very in continual interrogation and so on, so that it was psychologically it was hard, you know, and also there are very professional, you know, some in the middle of the night I heard in the next cell beating, that they beat my friend who was as well a very known painter. He died. Not in prison, later on. And it was his voice. My goodness. And immediately after this, they came to take me to interrogation. In the morning, I put my head, you know, they came for the you have every day 1 hour walk in the courtyard. So the guards. Guards. Especially in English, you have this. Anyway, guards came to fetch us one by one. And I jumped a little bit, you know. Yes, I saw the Leo did, you know, completely in a good shape. Everything is okay. They've been so perfect, you know. The Uberman, the police, city police. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I was really aware of politics and everything, but I never, you know, such a. There was professional. They went school first of all in Russia. Later on, I heard from them. They've been in French schools all around, but they've been perfect. They didn't touch me. Nobody of us, and everybody of us, was several times thinking that this was beaten up to the death, and this was or this one. You heard the voice of friends. Who is accusing me from another room? Never happened. This technical form.
Well, was Tuchman imprisoned at the same time?
No, later on.
Later on? Yes, was he a dissident at this stage then?
No, when I went, he was still director. He was kicked out from the institute a year later when Croatia. Declaration of a language became, you know, and that was accused and so on. He was involved, and then he left the institute. Then we actually went. He started with me a book together about exactly Ustasha state. You know. But I left after a few months. Mm. I left. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. It's a special story. You have in the books. Mm-hmm. I show you the story about me and Tuchman and so on. I'm not fond about this friendship. I've been very close with him, yes, and so on. But
he has the reputation of a nationalist, an extreme. Is that right?
Yes. Very much so. Very much so, and he's not hiding me. I'm very tolerant. I'm very liberal. I was aware of this, and I would never, in private relation, politically not, but in private relation was not seen for me if he is a great Croat or something like this. But he's an awful man, you know, that is what I couldn't stand. Not his politics. But when he became to be president, yes, I feel my duty, because it was known friendship, you know, it was, I feel really as a duty to immediately to accuse him, you know, exactly because I'm a friend, to show to the other, you know, to encourage the other people, let's say, because they was fighting. So I was maybe one of the first, sure the first. I appeared with an article against him, in September or beginning of October of 90. That was three months after he win election. And it was the new democracy. It was the second title was before we have Brezhnev doctrine of limited independence. Now we have Tudjman doctrine of limited democracy. That was the title. And I put, I have here, I can show you quite a number of articles against him.
Do you think the present situations, you know, in the breakup of Yugoslavia, yeah. What part did World War II play in that? Is that, you know, was it very important, these events you've been describing to me in World War II? How crucial?
With this coming to Tudjman to power, second war resumed. Fight between Partizan and Ustasha started again. In the other ways. You understand? And it's still on. It's still on. The sons of Ustasha, now in the power, and making all sorts of problems to the sons of partisans and so on. So it's a known fact, it's nothing, you know, special. It's not anything what is my great mind thinking. Nothing, it's a common fact in newspaper and everything, you know, that the Second War is not finished, it's again that the Tudjman installed again, you know, Second World War, in the quarterly newspaper, in parliament, and so on. That is his main theme, actually. You know? And look, everybody's out of this war half a century ago, and he resumed now revival of guilt of Ustasha, not guilt, he's cleaning them. In his book, he's lying about concentration camps and their victims. He belonged to this school of you know, this history school of Storm, Norman Storm or something like this. He belonged to this people, definitely he should connect with them. Holocaust, oh, yes, definitely, it was not. So and so.
And how about Milosevic? How does he...
He's not interested in this. He's a practical politician, much clever than Tudjman, much... but he's not. He's main... He's the first... William, he's the first one who is guilty. He produced Tudjman, actually. You know?
Milosevic?
Of course, because he revived self-nationalism. And in Croatia, the answer was logical. Croatia nationalism. Otherwise, would Tudjman not come to the power? Would be, I would be on the power. Maybe I was not the president, I would can't be. But yes, something in the government, maybe if I want, or something, my brother, my friend Vlad Gortovac, who is still president of Liberal Party, opposition party, my other friends, Veselica, brother Veselica, so on, you know, one is still president of Christian Democratic Party. One was minister, the younger one, Vlado, who is very close with me. So we, I would say, we would come, liberals, on the power, would be much better. But because of Milosevic chauvinism, self-chauvinism, Tudjman succeeded with that class.
So what hopes of liberals of making any sort of inroads? Do you have any hopes now? Because I know you still have a home
not
in Croatia.
Not sure. Not sure. Tudjman is well dying. He's in cancer. Very much ill. But he went so far with his policy that the recovery is not going to be quick. That's how How long? I don't know. His politics is very relative to say World War II. You know, it could be, I'm sure, a few years, even, you know, and maybe even 10 years, but definitely a few years, 4 or 5 years, definitely. Some complication and confrontation and all sorts of troubles before it starts to calm down in a European way.
The breakup of Yugoslavia, was that a blow for you, Danko?
Yes, it was. I was friends with the separatist people of separatism. Not only with Tuchman, but with much better people as a person, I say. Vlado Botovac, you know, who is president of this party, he was always a great Croat nationalist and always my friend. I was not against separate Croatian state, but I was definitely that this should be done in a proper way, through election, through plebiscite, through normal, peaceful way. On the end, I think it, I'm not sure, maybe Yugoslavia could survive, maybe, but if I have to choose, so, I think I would say that on the end of this democratic way, Croatia will opt for the independence. I must say. But it wouldn't be war, it would be killing. I joined the last prime minister who was taking me last 2 months. I was always illegally with him in his office, sleeping there, preparing him, so helping him somehow. He's a class for Marković, Ante Marković from Zagreb. And he was traveling every weekend to Belgrade around all of Austria. It was fun. You know, one thing is like us, one to lose. And I was not officially, I was nobody, but I was with him, helping him in speeches, in meetings, and so on. Maybe I will write once. Maybe I don't know. And I was belong to the, let's say, policy which is saying, let's have first multi-party system, let's have first free election, and then start to talk about future of unity or separate state, and put them to the people in normal way, in plebiscite and so on.
And with the resurgence of nationalism, you know, in Croatia in particular, which is your part of the world, has anti-Semitism, is this connected with it?
A very peculiar anti-Semitism, openly, because of Israel and the influence of Israel and the notion of Israel. They all declared themselves great friends of Israel and Jews and so on, you know, Tudjman and so on, all of them. But privately, quite a number of them really understand, you know. But they're afraid to go in the open with this. I know this. I talked with them. I went to discuss it about this and so on.
That must be very sad for you, given the war, you know, your war experience and your father.
When I met anti-Semitism, I didn't want to speak anymore with these people. You know, that's it, you know. And I even told them, look, as long as you are not danger for me, you can talk what you want to talk. But I told them in a meeting, open meeting, be careful. If I am going to feel danger for you, I'm going to kill you without court. It was 100 people. Don't worry. Don't worry. I will not wait any court. It was Putin, they blamed me, you know, that I am not the tyrant. So I said, you can wait. Okay.
Well, Danko, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your experience as the youngest partisan
Yeah.
We put that on the record. Yes, and it really has been very interesting. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I don't know how much.